Welcome to www.wildbgbot.com. While there are a number of sub-quests for AV, the main aim is to defeat the opposition's commander, who resides in the Frostwolf Stormpike bunker, depending on your faction. When this is completed, the game ends, and you receive your token strategies. Originally, AV would consist of a huge battle, mainly occurring in the Field of Strife, in the middle of the map. These games could last hours, with no team gaining any kind of significant advantage, meaning AV was a terrible place to gain honor and quite good for reputation gains. However, that has changed. The dominant strategy employed in virtually all games is simply the rush to Stormpike / Frostwolf graveyard strategy. This maximizes honor and faction gain by ensuring the games finish quickly, often within 20 minutes to half hour of the start. If you are playing Horde, you should initially rush to the Stonehearth graveyard. Leave a few players there to hold off any Alliance players that may rush through. The first rush point for the Alliance, conversely, is the Iceblood graveyard. Don't ever bother with Snowfall if you are looking to make maximum honor, as it will just slow your team down. From Iceblood Stonehearth, you should then proceed to Stormpike Graveyard for the Horde and Frostwolf for the Alliance. This is where you will meet some resistance and where your defense should begin, if you are on the defense team. When the match begins, you should assign no more than 10 players out of 40 to play defense, to hopefully slow your opponents enough to prevent them from killing the commander before you do. The key to offense in Alteric Valley really rests on one class: warriors. A well-equipped warrior, with a healer or two to back them up, preferably a priest and a paladin druid, can cause significant damage and disrupt defense forces. Charge intercept are the key, because it breaches the distance, and pushes the rest of your team forward. Another effective tactic is to have a priest or two run in or less, preferably, a warlock, and cast psychic scream. This will cause confusion and allow your team to advance. When playing defense, you should always defend just in front of your flag. Make sure someone is back next to the flag, preferably someone with AoE, to interrupt cappers. The offense have a lot further to travel after they raise, so that means a good defense can hold a team back, even if significantly outnumbered. If you can split up the offense so they do not push all at once, you can delay them quite well. Hunter's Frost Traps are excellent in AV because they can't be dispelled out of except Blessing of Freedom, as they constantly reapply. Capture a Mine. A simple quest to capture a mine, which gives faction. This is not commonly undertaken due to the current tactic of rushing the commanders. Capture a tower. To complete this quest, you do not need to personally click the flag. The tower does not need to be destroyed. You simply need to be in the vicinity of the tower when someone else clicks the flag. Capture a graveyard. The same rules apply for capturing a graveyard as for capturing a tower. Rewards. The rewards for AV are some of the most sought after PvP rewards. They are generally not quite as powerful as the rewards from the other two battlegrounds. This is made up by the fact that the reputation comes much quicker in AV than in WSG or AB. The most sought-after reward is the Epic Mace, the Unstoppable Force. It is one of the highest damage pre-raid weapons, and is easy to get. Other sought-after items are the various offhand books. There is one of each spell school available, with different bonuses and damage boosts, as well as the two rings. Don Julio's Band, the melee ring, is one of the best available for melee PvP as well as PvE, as it has bonuses to the most effective stats. The Lobotomizer is also a good quality dagger. Please visit our site www.wowbgbot.com for more information on WowBGBot.